63. Whoever is fundamentally a teacher takes all things seriously only in relation to his students, including even himself. 64. Knowledge for its own sake. That is the ultimate snare which morality sets. With that one gets fully entangled once again in morality. 65. The charm of knowledge would be slight if there were not so much embarrassment to overcome on the route to knowledge. 65a. Man is most dishonest in relation to his God. He is not permitted to sin. 66. The inclination to diminish oneself, to rob oneself, to let oneself be deceived and exploited, could be the embarrassment of a god among men. 67. Love of one man is a barbarity, for it is practiced at the expense of all the rest, also the love for God. 68. I have done that, says my memory. I could not have done that, says my pride, and remains implacable. Finally, my memory gives up. 69. One has watched life badly if one has not also seen the hand which, in a considerate manner, kills. 70. If a person has character, he still has his typical experience, which always repeats itself. 71. The wise man as astronomer. So long as you still feel the stars as something above you, you still lack the eye of a man who knows. 72. It's not the strength but the duration of the lofty sensation that makes lofty people. 73. Whoever attains his ideal, in the act of doing just that, goes beyond it. 73a. Some peacocks hide their peacocks' tails from all eyes, and call that their pride. 74. A man with genius is unendurable if he does not possess at least two things in addition, gratitude and cleanliness. 75. The degree and type of the sexuality of a man extend all the way to the ultimate peak of his spirit. 76. Under conditions of peace, the warlike man attacks himself. 77. With their principles, people want to tyrannize their habits, or justify them, or honor them, or abuse them, or hide them. Two men with the same principles probably want them for fundamentally different things. 78. Anyone who despises himself nonetheless still respects himself as the one doing the despising. 79. A soul which knows that it is loved, but which does not love itself, reveals its bottom layers. Its deepest stuff comes up. 80. A matter which is explained ceases to concern us. What does that God mean who advised, know thyself? Does that not perhaps mean, stop being concerned about yourself, become objective? And Socrates? And the scientific man? 81. It is dreadful to die of thirst in the sea. Must you then salt your truth so much that it can no longer quench your thirst? 82. Pity for everyone. That would be hard and tyrannical for you, my neighbour. 83. Instinct. When the house is burning, people forget even their noonday meal. Indeed, but people later haul it out of the ashes. 84. Woman learns to hate to the extent that she forgets how to enchant. 85. The same emotional effects in men and women have nonetheless a different tempo. That's the reason men and women do not cease misunderstanding each other. 86. Women themselves always have behind all personal vanity still their impersonal contempt for woman. 87. Bound heart, free spirit. When one binds one's heart firmly and keeps it imprisoned, one can provide one's spirit many freedoms. I have said that already once, but people do not believe me, provided that they do not already know it. 88. We begin to mistrust very clever people when they become embarrassed. 89. Dreadful experiences lead one to wonder whether the person who undergoes them is not something dreadful. 90. Heavy, melancholy men become lighter precisely through what makes other people heavy, through hate and love, and for a while come to their surface. 91. So cold, so icy that we burn our fingers on him. Every hand that grasps him pulls back, and for that very reason some assume he's glowing hot. 92. For the sake of his good reputation, who has not once sacrificed himself?